Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 206. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Sean and Todd, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. How the heck are you guys doing?
Doing great.
That's awesome.
Wonderful.
Yay. See, Todd, now you this way you get to say how you're doing. How are you, Todd?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Something like that.
I know the creepies can't see it, but the way your picture, is that like a lamp that's over your head, or is that a, it looks like
I think it's down by your phone.
It's something over the, yeah. It looks like a frog lily pad or something.
I've got my phone tipped against a it's like a coffee mug.
That's it. Okay.
And there's screen.
I almost asked you before we started recording, like, what is that in the screen?
There's greenery. Yeah. Greenery coming up out there of it.
So. Yes, from this point of view, it looks like Slimer coming in with his tongue to lick you.
There you go.
Oh,
one can only hope, right?
You have your head, and then you have like this green thing right there.
Yeah, that's what I thought was a lily pad. I thought, well, maybe it's like a lamp or something, but
no, it's just a leaf. It's a leaf.
Will you leaf it alone?
Yeah. I will. Yeah, and the creepers are like, we can't see anything. So, what are you talking about?
That's a nice shrubbery.
It is, yeah. A nice shrubbery. Well, this is the second night for recording. Now we're doing our mini, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Accommodate my crazy schedule.
That's all right. We're okay with that. You guys want to get right to it? What's that?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. You're right. You guys want to get right down to it?
Yep.
Let's do her.
All right. Well, this week apparently has been the week of Sean, right? Or the week of S, which I'm going to assume means Sean, right? Nothing inappropriate. And this is my topic tonight, and it is on remote viewing, so it should be fairly interesting. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Yeah. This is something I've been, I don't know, we kind of talked about it on and off. I don't know if we've ever really mentioned it too much on the show. We might have mentioned it a couple times with some guest chats, but remote viewing, also called RV, not to be confused with the, the RVs that you ride around in, is the practice of seeking impressions about a distant or unseen subject, purportedly sensing with the mind. There is no scientific evidence that remote viewing exists, and the topic of remote viewing is generally regarded as pseudoscience. It says, a remote viewer is expected to give information about an object, event, person, or location hidden from physical view and separated by some distance.
Yeah, I've listened to some podcasts recently about remote viewers, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember correctly, the government has like invested time and resources into researching this.
Mm-hmm.
They have had programs with remote viewer capable subjects.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very, very good at it. Like they would pick up on stuff very easily. Like, I mean, they tested their limits and stuff. So they'd ask them to remote view like a submarine deep in the water to see, mm-hmm, if they can still do it through the water, because it's a different media than obviously air.
Yeah.
And just different places, and they would tell them what they're seeing, paint a picture for them or whatever, and they'd send someone to that location, and sure enough, I mean, they're dead on everything they're saying and seeing. So even though they claim it's no scientific evidence and pseudoscience and that kind of stuff. I mean, it seems pretty evident that there definitely is something happening.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, is
Not
all
too many
there.
years ago, I would have been really all about saying this is a bunch of bunk. There's, or, you know, take it with a grain of salt, which I still do to a degree. But the more it comes up in conversation, podcasts like you're talking about, Nate, it was just on Rogan that Harold put off. And so this it says physicist Russell Targ and Harold put off. And he's into parapsychology. Researchers at Stanford Research Institute are generally credited with coining this term to distinguish it from the closely related concept of clairvoyance. According to Targ, the term was first suggested by Ingo Swann in December of 1971 during an experiment at the American Society for Psychical Research in New York City. So Al Putoff, or Al, excuse me, Harold Putoff is this famous guy that now he's coming out. He was just on Rogan. They did an entire episode with him. It's very interesting about a lot of these things, and he talked about all of the reason it's coming out in a lot of conversation now is the fact that the government apparently has been using it for decades. Not just our government, but you know other governments around the world, especially the Russian governments. And it's like coming out like it's like, yeah, we were using this. So it. You know, if it was, it's so pseudoscience, why is it being utilized and so much money and time and effort dumped into it by governments?
True. Yeah, the CIA is big into it.
Yep.
Yeah, they used it a lot. Yeah, I mean, I believe they started getting heavy into it because other countries were doing it too. So they're like, well, if they're going to do it, we got to obviously be better and more equipped with it and be able to utilize it for our benefit and also for our defense. So yeah, the military really got heavy into it. Back in the 70s and into the 80s, and I think the project finally came to an end around 1995, but I'm sure they probably still have some form of it somewhere. They
They
just
say that Hal put off I keep calling Hal Harold put off which I love his name anyway, it just sounds really made up, but it sounds like they still use it. It's still something that they're, you know, they rely on, but they just, you know, they kind of try to bury that stuff. It says remote viewing experiments have historically lacked proper controls and repeatability. Although I'm not, when you listen to some of the videos and information and research, that's not necessarily true. It says the idea of remote viewing received renewed attention in the 90s upon the declassification of documents related to the Stargate program, which is a $20 million research program sponsored by the U.S. government that attempted to determine potential military applications of psychic phenomena. The program ran from 1975, like you said, Nate, here until 1995, and ended after evaluators concluded that remote viewers consistently failed to produce actionable intelligent information.
Did we give on the foundation, did we give what remote viewing is?
The idea behind it, the practice of seeking impressions about a distant or unseen subject.
Yeah.
They have a so the pra so I've watched several videos. Some of them are a little bit more, some of them are like, this makes it sound super hokey. Because one guy was like, well, if it's 70%, as long as there's a 70% accuracy between the group of people that are supposed to be the remote viewers, then that's considered a success. Statistically speaking. And the interesting thing is each one of them has like the way they do it is they have an envelope of, you know, whoever the program director is, they have envelopes that are sealed of what they're trying to look into. This is, and believe it or not, some of them were, you know, bases on the moon or what's going on in Antarctica, underground bases, you know, what's going on the surface of Mars and what structures are there. They actually had programs that were looking into these things, and they would have in these envelopes the targets, and that is what are we trying to look at? And they don't tell these remote viewers what's in the envelope. They just say they give them each a number, and so they're supposed to focus on this number. And when they do that, they just start drawing or relating what they see or what they're feeling. And they say the more people you get looking at this in a common sense, the more accuracy you get. And it is like the psychic ability of humans. But like I said, one guy, the way he did it was so general. It was just like some kind of a sideshow magician. Like, well, I think there's a fountain, that you're viewing or you're looking at. And it's just kind of like, I think that's just a lot of like educated guesses. And it was very general, some of these reports. So those seem to be kind of like people that are not very good at it. But when you get to the higher level, whatever the government's doing, they seem to have a lot more. And again, I don't know. I'm not sure that it's super accurate. But some of the stuff that they have out there is kind of creepy and weird. And it's like, who comes up with like, well, let's get a bunch of people to see what's under the ice in Antarctica. Like, well, why are they even thinking like that,
It looks like on the CIA's website, CIA.gov, you can look up a suggested remote viewing training procedure. So if you want
I
to try to
saw
learn
that.
how to do it.
Yeah, you could take classes. They've got classes that people will supposedly train you, and I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think there might be something to it, but don't think everybody can, just everybody can do it. I don't know. Like, how do you train somebody to locate something when you're, like if I'm at my house and I'm trying to tell you there's something at your house. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I can just be trained to do it. There's got to be something. You've got to have the ability right off the bat.
I feel a lily pad coming out of the side of your screen. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I
No.
guess one of the early projects was called Stargate.
Yeah.
Stargate, huh?
They say in the er so the early background of it, even though it, like the idea of what we know of it as came in 1970, it says it's actually an early occult and spiritualist practice in literature. Remote viewing was known as telesthesia and traveling clairvoyance. Rosemary Gilley described it as seeing remote or hidden objects clairvoyantly with the inner eye, or an alleged out-of-body travel. But yeah, so there, it's just a phenomenon that's been studied. I mean, this looks, I'm sure it goes back into, past centuries, but like, this is talking about looking back into it in the 1930s.
Rosemary Gilley is a big known, well-known figure in supernatural and paranormal field. I think she passed. I think she's passed now.
I think that's correct, yeah.
But I've heard her name many times during this.
He passed in 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a radio host, certified hypnotist, board certified National Museum of Mysteries and Research,
Yeah.
and the Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial Encounters.
All right.
Pretty wild. Yeah, she is very well known.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, this is so one of the most interesting videos I watched was on this one. They did this, and I don't know what the size of the group was, but they said that it was scary how accurate all of the data that they collected from each remote viewer, how it all came like together, and that what they were studying. And again, I don't know if this was a government agency or whatever. That's what it sounded like they were alluding to. They didn't give it a specific name, but it was, they talked about what kind of earth this is, or like how the earth is designed. And they specifically were trying to look into, the afterlife. And it's like, number one, how do we study something like that? But they said that these people came into the fact that this was, and this is not something I'm buying or, trying to say anybody's spiritual or religious beliefs, trying to challenge that. But what this research showed is that we're on a prison planet. And this guy went into great detail. It was interesting because first I started listening, I'm like, yeah, this is kind of bogus. I'm like, but this is interesting. His results, or the results that he was going over, but talking about how our souls basically get recycled and all these things, and like there's an evil force on the planet and all this stuff. So it's interesting. Out of that, the reason I bring it up is not like fear mongering or anything like that. But what was interesting is they talked about in the research their reasoning for why ghosts exist, which is something we brought up before. And like, what do you think ghosts are? Their reasoning behind a ghost was a soul that was recycled so many times it had been sucked dry of all of its like essence or energy that that's what's left, what you get left of from a soul that has had all of its energy sucked. And I thought, wow, I've never thought about that. So that was something I have never heard of that. We've certainly never heard that from anybody here on this podcast. But I thought that was an interesting thing. I was like, out of just looking at something like remote viewing that went this deep, I actually shared it with Gazoo Ka, one of our friends, and he goes, number one, this guy is just getting a kick out of making up great big giant stories. And you can kind of tell that. And I said, yeah, I felt that too, like kind of a grain of salt. And he said his view of what remote viewing is, he said, I think remote viewing is absolutely something, but he said, I think it's just a bunch of guessing. And the more people you get guessing at something, statistically speaking, you're going to start getting some truth. He goes, I can sit here and guess, and he's not look, we weren't on FaceTime or anything. He goes, I can guess that you probably have a blue or brown shirt on right now. And I go, yep, it's blue. And he's like, if you guess enough at something, you're going to get it right. And he said, it's not magic. It's just something that, it's math and science. And I was like, that's an interesting. So to me, that makes a little bit more sense than, thinking of it as a woo-woo, kind of thing.
Yeah, going on that as like a just making guesses back in the 1930s and 40s at Duke's University. They did the ever so classic like cards with a symbol on the other side of it. You see it on movies and everywhere. They said that,
Like Ghostbusters,
yeah,
Bill Murray.
exactly. And zaps him even when he said
Exactly.
it
Yeah. But never the pretty girl.
is right. But it said, if the hit rate was statistically more significant than the chance expectation rate of 1 in 5 or 20%, it would be interpreted as evidence of a telepathic or ESP mode for information transfer. Well, that seems like a easy statistic to hit. 1 out of 5.
Yeah,
Yeah, just guessing.
that's just wild. I think I can do
And
that.
so yeah, they weren't really going for a real high number of success.
20%, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's interesting that Hal Puthoff show. That was a big deal. Rogan had him on, and he was very interesting to listen to. Actually, listen, I don't know. Did you listen to that one, Nate?
Yeah, I did. That's one of the recent ones I've listened to.
But they also, with him coming out and a lot of these people that are talking about all the secrets of the government and all these things, they say that it's disinformation, basically. That all these people talking about UFOs and all the things that the government's doing, it's just a lot of like fake information to just either cover up even more nefarious things. And one of the guys, so there's another one that you should watch, and anybody out there that enjoys watching Rogan is AJ Gentile. Have you ever heard of him before?
No.
He does the Y Files, which I have watched. I heard a person that I used to work with, he was a nurse. He'd go in the break room and listen to this, and I'd hear this guy talking in some weird voice with it. And I was like, what are you watching? This was a couple of years ago. It was during COVID. And I was like, what are you watching? He goes, oh, I'm watching the Y-Files. It's great. It's this guy named AJ, and he talks to a fish, and they talk about all these weird things. And I was like, I've never heard of it before. So I started looking it up, and it was kind of annoying because this fish, I believe that he does the voice of the fish, and the fish is supposed to kind of be like comic relief. But they dive into all kind of conspiratorial stuff, and so this AJ Gentile was just on Rogan, and I was fascinated by it because what he does is he will bring out a lot of the conspiracy stuff, and he'll dive right into like what makes it fun. You know, he'll tell the story and he'll like really give all the great details about it. And then he stops after he's told the story. He's like, and then now I'm going to kind of go through and tell you what really happened or what the facts are or debunk it. And so it's kind of like blowing up a balloon, getting all excited and then deflating it. But that's what his show is. But there's a couple shows where he's like, I don't know what to tell you about this because the more I looked into it and tried to debunk it, the more it's like, oh, I think there's something here. He said the two things that he cannot figure out are crop circles and the moon. He said the moon drives me completely crazy. He said I cannot debunk the conspiracy theories with the moon, and he cannot debunk part. He said some of the crop circles are easy to debunk, but he said there's about 1% of crop circles that make zero sense to him and where they come from. So everything else he can pretty well kind of debunk part of it, and then there's still some questions, you know, with like what happened to Hitler and all that kind of stuff. But it's so interesting. And then if he gets into too much where it's like the government trying to throw us a bunch of shade, you know, which sounds like some of this could be, he gets really upset and angry. And actually, there's one episode he talks about one of the government programs. It's actually the government programs of trying to cover up Agent Orange and what all they did to the Vietnam veterans and stuff. He actually gets so emotional that he starts crying. And he even said, he's like, man, I didn't mean to cry in my episode, but I got really passionate about what I was talking about. And the more I found out the crap that they did to some of these veterans, the more angry I got. And so he's just a really cool guy. If you ever go check out the Y-Files, because I'm telling you, this guy came out of nowhere, like basically during COVID, 2020, 2021. He just started this podcast and it has grown leaps and bounds. And people accuse him too of being some kind of a CIA, you know, like, plant that you know, that's why he's gotten so big so quick, is that he's just kind of feeding disinformation too. And he's like, I'm just out here having fun. So, but it very interesting. But he talked about how put off just being basically a fake and a fraud, which I don't know, I enjoyed listening to both of them quite honestly. But
Interesting.
yeah.
Yeah, it is a very intriguing topic. It's hard to make is it real or is it fake? Answer about it.
I like what Gazoo said. I think Gazoo Ka, he was, I feel that his answer of, you know, it's a statistical probability thing and it's science and, you know, and math basically at work. If you know, guess enough and you have a large enough group of people guessing at it, you know, you're going to start getting some accuracy to it. And I guess if you get good enough, it's like anything else. You can just, you know, it's like a honed, skilled set of guessers, really good guessers, you know. I mean, I know that sounds really kind of weird and convoluted, but I'm not sure else how to see it. It's a little harder to perceive something like that that just isn't, you know, a normal everyday function that we ever run into, you know. So I think that's what makes it so interesting.
I just think if it's real, I think you're just born with the skill.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I'm sort of, I am sort of sitting like 50-50. I think 50% of the people that claim that I can do it are full of it and are really good guessers. They can, you know, sort of, in a way, get answers, enough answers from whatever they're trying to do to where they can do an educated guess. And I think the other half are they truly do have some sort of gift of doing this, being able to remote view and see things and depict it very detailed when asked about it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the more that we've been doing this podcast for 4 years plus now, and I mean, I truly feel like mediums are a real thing. People feeling energies and spirits and possibly conversing with them, tapping into that third eye or whatever you want to call it. So I mean, I sort of chalk this up sort of in the same vein, being able to utilize skills that maybe all of us had at one time and are buried in us, but some people still have somehow find access to it and are able to utilize it. And so yeah, I'm 50-50 with it. I think half of them are full of it and the other half are legit.
I could definitely see that. And because there are always charlatans out there in all these kind of fields that we're looking at. But I agree with you. I think there are definitely people out there that have those skills. And I think the people that are kind of in the background, not really making a big light of what they're doing, but they're genuinely trying to help, those are the people that I think are a lot more credible. It seems like, anyway, because you're not out there trying to, just mislead people. But I think it's wild when people come up with all these like stories about Antarctica. And one guy I was listening to, he was talking about how he had no idea what they wanted him to talk about or think about or whatever. And they just had this envelope, and this guy's like, just tell me what you know, what you see about whatever they gave him to focus on. And it wasn't a specific subject, but he was like, well, I see this structure and it's huge. He's like, it reminds me of like the pyramids, but it's like way bigger. And he basically ended up describing six different structures, and they showed him plotted on Mars, like where these structures would be, and he described them in great detail and where the locations were. And he didn't know what he was that he was on another planet or whatever that they were trying to get him to focus on. But he said something about like the sun is so weird right now. I don't understand why the sun looks like it does. Well, because I guess he would have been on Mars, and Mars isn't going to look the same sun-wise. And the guy kept saying, I don't care about the sun. Tell me about the structures. This government agent guy. And whether this guy's telling the truth or not, it's just funny that he was like, they basically were talking about these structures on Mars, whether it was supposedly like 1 million years ago or whatever. And so all these different beings and stuff he's describing. But he said it to him, he's just a guy that has this ability. And he's like, he's not thinking about otherworldly or throughout time and history of other planets. And he said it was just very bizarre. So it was interesting to hear him talk about it. Like, I was just telling what I saw, and what I saw was like out of this world, and I didn't understand. It wasn't even like fathomable to me what I'm seeing, which is kind of what the people were talking about, the prison planet, our planet being a prison planet, same thing. They were like, well, this place feels awful, and whatever we're looking at is terrible, and it's like a prison. And they're just looking at it, and the further they get into all this information, they're like, oh, what are you know? And they start to understand what they're looking at, and putting it together. It's just kind of creepy, That's to me, that kind of stuff is super creepy aspect of it. If you're using this to like find somebody, say there's a missing person, you're trying to re remotely view to find somebody, and they can do that. I'm like, that's cool. But you're talking about things that are like, what in the heck are we looking at all these other things for?
I started thinking about,
Blows your mind.
I started thinking about the phenomenon deja vu. Because I know I've had it happen to me where actually I think it happened to me tonight. I was driving down the highway coming back to the camper from work, and all of a sudden I had this feeling come about me, and I'm like, I've seen this before. Like all this has happened before. I know it has. I just have that feeling that I have experienced this exact same moment before. It sort of reminds me of like remote viewing, like, but you're not, I mean, you are viewing something, but you're also time and space. It's something in the future. You're forecasting something that's going to happen, but you don't, at least for me, I don't know it happens until that moment that happens. And I'm like, oh yeah, I've thought about this before. I've seen this before.
It's a wild. I get the feeling too. And
I
somebody
think all of us
recently,
get it.
I do too, I somebody was saying that that's a extra proof for multidimensional reasoning, meaning that if the reason that you realize it is that you've done this in another timeline, it's just a timeline overlapping with the one that you're in. And which is still unfathomable, but it's like the other thing is I've been having this experience, not just the deja vu, but it's every once in a while, but I don't understand it. And it could be something not good, but when I'm driving, I feel like, and it's only for a split second, but it feels like everything's going backwards for a minute. It's almost like a movie being like moved backwards, and it's just a weird, and it keeps hitting me. And I think to myself, just being from a medical standpoint, I think, am I having a seizure? Like, what, should I be driving right now? But I'm fully aware of everything, and I don't feel like I'm losing time. I just feel like things for just a second are going backwards. And I've been feeling that now for a few months, and I've only told a couple people that. I haven't told you guys that, but I haven't even told Jen that because she'd probably really get upset. But make me go back to some doctor probably. But it's just this weirdest thing. And I just take note of like what's happening right now, and it just goes away. It's like a split second, but it's just this weird perceptual. Did everything just start going backwards? I don't know. It's
That's
just,
bizarre.
it's very bizarre. I'm not on any medicine, so or drugs or anything like that. So I couldn't tell you what it is, but
Wow.
yeah,
Weird.
Crazy.
it's weird. Maybe I should just start going through those classes of remote viewing, right? And just figure out what the heck. No.
So we think there's something to this. We're just not sure if to what degree.
Right, correct.
Yeah, I truly believe that's feasible for some folk.
And you put a bunch of minds together trying to look at the same thing all, and what they say, two heads are better than one, and then a whole group of people would be even better, I guess. So it's interesting, but I look at it with a little bit of a side eye and some, skepticism. But yeah, I think there's definitely something to it.
Yeah. I don't
I think it's interesting though. I think it was a good discussion.
know. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Anything
Well,
else,
Nate, do
Ben?
you want to get us out of this? If you guys don't have anything else, that is.
No, I'm done.
No, I don't think I have anything else I've found that was super interesting to continue talking about.
Nothing more to nothing more remote or to view.
No.
Didn't steal your rap, I promise. I
What rap?
don't know. You got one for us?
Well, I was remote viewing certain time in the future, and oh, it's right here. That's a wrap.
And it's come to a close, right?
You know it.
All things must pass, right? All right. Well, I think that was a good talk, and we enjoyed it. I'm enjoying that we got together twice this week to record. That's actually pretty awesome.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So it makes for, honestly, no matter how horrible the days are, when we get together and we get to talk and we get to connect and we get to create something, not just for ourselves, but for the creepies. It's pretty magical. So we want to thank you, creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 206 and our discussion on remote viewing. Until next time.
Bye.
See ya.